हरे कृष्णा, अभी रीडिंग अबाउट श्रीमती विष्णुप्रिया देवी समाधि. द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हैज थ्री डिफरेंट इंटरनल शक्तिज, दैट इज पोटेंसीज, श्री, भू एंड नीला. भू शक्ति अपियर्ड एज श्रीमती विष्णुप्रिया देवी इन गौर लीला टू असिस्ट श्री चैतन्या संकीर्तन मूवमेंट. किंग सूत्रजीत द फादर of Satyabhama in Krishna Leela appeared in Gauranga Leela as the Brahman Sanatan Mishra, Vishnupriya Devi's father. Srimati Vishnupriya Devi overflowed with all good qualities. Her beauty surpassed the goddess of fortune. She was devoted to her parents and dutifully followed spiritual injunctions. Regularly, she worshipped Tulsi Devi and observed vows of austerity such as bathing thrice daily in the Ganges. Whenever she met Sachi Mata at the Ganges, Vishnupriya would humbly bow down at her feet. Sachi Devi often thought that chaste, beautiful Vishnupriya would make an ideal bride for her son Nimai. After Lakshmi Priya Devi, that is Lord Chaitanya's first wife, died in separation from the Lord, Nimai Pandit married Srimati Vishnupriya Devi. Chaitanya Mangala and Chaitanya Bhagavat give elaborate descriptions of this most auspicious wedding. Budhimanta Khan, a rich landowner, bore all expenses of the opulent royal wedding in the divine couple, Vishnupriya and Sri Nimai Pandit. All the people of Navdweep and the neighboring villages came to the wedding. During the ceremony, all eyes were on the divine couple as if to devour the matchless beauty of Vishnupriya and Nimai Pandit. The Vaishnavas sang Hari's glories. The Brahmanas made a circle around the Lord and chanted the Vedas. A sea of joy flooded in all four directions. Those who didn't drown simply floated in bliss. Besides the wedding, Vrindavan Das Thakur doesn't elaborate about Vishnupriya's pastimes. In the Chaitanya Mangal, Lochan Das Thakur tells pastimes not mentioned elsewhere. He narrates the especially touching last conversation Lord Gauranga had with Vishnupriya Devi the night before he took sannyas. In a voice choked with emotion, Vishnupriya said, "Tell me, O Prannath, Lord of my life, is it true the rumor I heard that you will take sannyas and leave me? If I lose your association, I might as well end my life by drinking poison." Responding with gentle, compassionate words, Sri Gaurarai said, "Vishnupriya, you are as dear to me as life itself. There is no need to worry. Please, hear what I am about to say, for it will help you. The only truth in this world is Bhagwan and the Vaishnavas. Everything else is illusion. Fathers, mothers, children, relationships between men and women are all illusionary. Krishna is the master, the real husband of everyone. Don't lament, don't worry. Your name is Vishnupriya. Therefore, fulfill the real meaning of Vishnupriya and always think of Krishna within your heart." Then, Sri Gaurasundar showed his four-armed form, which helped Vishnupriya understand his absolute position. Seeing this, vanquished Vishnupriya's grief and pain. She felt blissful. This vision and Mahaprabhu's instructions removed her bewilderment. But she kept the mentality of taking the Lord as her husband. Sobbing and falling at Lord Chaitanya's feet, she said, "I beg you to accept my humble submission. You are the most dear Lord of my life, my only wealth. Without you, without your service, I have nothing." Lord Gauranga embraced Vishnupriya with his eyes. He gave her mercy with these words, "I shall travel here and there, but wherever I go, I shall always remain at your place." Understanding the supremely independent nature of Lord Gaura, Vishnupriya said, "You must do what makes you happy, my Lord. Let no one be an obstacle of your divine mission."
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desire Tree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desire Tree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.